This is In Focus, featuring interviews with our local newsmakers, information on community programs and politics, and the story on local current events. In Focus on Lake 88.
Welcome to another edition of In Focus. My name is Bob Perreault. Well, did you know that coming up next week is Fire Prevention Week, clear across the province? Joining us to speak about it today is Drummond North Elmsley Deputy Fire Chief Darren Gibson. Darren, welcome back to Lake 88.
Well, thanks, Bob. I always appreciate the time being able to come in here and spread some info and some messages on to the listening audience.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, every year there is a theme to Fire Prevention Week, and this one is no exception, right?
Yeah, correct. So this year's theme is actually cooking safety, and cooking safety starts with you at home. You know, research has found that, you know, the leading cause of home fires actually is cooking fires, and more specifically, unattended cooking fires. So that's this year's theme, is kind of working to get the word out more of, when you're in the kitchen, you're working safe, just kind of pay more attention to what's going on around you.
That is a big thing with pretty much everything we do in our lives these days, paying more attention to what we're doing, because distractions are more present than ever in our lives, with things like cell phones and other electronics and children and, you know, family and all these things that are going on.
No, 100%. So just different things that you can kind of keep in mind and think about. If you're doing any open cooking on your stovetop, any kind of frying in that, stay in the kitchen. If you've got something like a roast or something in the oven, stay in the house. You know, just it's keeping that. And, you know, hey, let's use the technology the other way. Instead of it being a distraction, set a timer on your phone. Just a reminder that, hey, I'm cooking. I better go back and check and see what's going on.
I was a teenager and accidentally set a grease fire in my kitchen. And my dad was napping at the time, but then the fire alarm went off and so on and so forth. And he knew what to do. He took care of it. He was prepared. And that is sort of one of your central messages today, that when people are cooking, they need to be prepared. And we're not just talking about preparing the ingredients and so on, but you have to prepare the environment for, certainly if you're dealing with oils and greases, right?
No, 100%. So one thing to keep in mind, if you're cooking with oils and things like that, have not just a lid, but a properly fitting lid that you've tested ahead of time nearby. Because if you have a small grease fire in that, putting that lid over top of that, turning the burner off, you know, it's going to snuff that fire out. Unfortunately, we've had occasions where people think they're doing the right thing and grab a fire extinguisher and actually try to put that small grease fire out. Well, the pressure from the agent that's being expelled from the fire extinguisher actually spreads the fire more. So back to the basic concept of fire needs oxygen, it needs a fuel. Get that properly fitting lid, get it prepped and ready nearby. Cover it up. Even yourself, just the clothing that you might be wearing. You know, if something's loose fitting long sleeve clothing and you've got an open fire like on your stove, keep that back. Get that out of the way. It's just one more thing that could catch on fire. Towels, pot holders, just like you said, prepare your area.
That lid is probably, you know, the most important thing to have right next to you. But if you don't have a lid for a frying pan, then there's other ways that you can be prepared to, in case one of these fires sort of bursts out.
Yeah, we were talking earlier, you know, if you have that same sort of thing, it's smothering that fire. You know, the old take your baking soda, cover it over. It's the same extinguishing agent that you're thinking of from your fire extinguisher. You're just not putting a whole lot of pressure to it. But once again, you're snuffing that out. The big thing is maybe try to think, I know it's hard, it sounds easy, but don't necessarily panic at the time when you see that. Because once you start panic and you start scrambling, that's when it's going to make things worse.
And people who are panicking, they're usually the ones who aren't prepared.
Exactly.
Yeah, so it goes back to it. And, I mean, kitchen fires, they are the most common kind of fire in the house, right?
It's actually the leading cause right now of home fires. So that's it's like kitchen fires and the unattended kitchen fires. Just different things to keep in mind too. If you're on any kind of medication, okay, or if you're tired late at night or something that's going to make you drowsy, maybe that's not the time necessarily to go and start the stove, because it's, you know, more times than not you hear of people, I started cooking and then I fell asleep on the couch, and when I woke up, my smoke alarm was going off. And that's something else I wanted to touch on a little bit as well too. So many times we hear, you know, I've been in a house, I'm doing an inspection, somebody's smoke alarm's been removed, I can see where it was. Oh, well, it kept going off when I was cooking, so I took it down and put it over here. So that just unfortunately leads to more problems. They've taken it down because it went off when they were cooking. They moved it into a different room and forgot about it.
Mm-hmm.
So just once again, prepared things like that that you're thinking of.
And you wanted to talk a little bit about getting children involved as well, because every time we talk about fire prevention and fire safety, it's always great to get the kids involved. They love it, too. They find it empowering to be a part of this conversation. And when you're talking about safety in the kitchen, it's, it goes without saying that it's a great place to start.
Definitely, yeah. And like I know with my children as well, they wanted to get involved helping out in the kitchen. And it's kind of having that, you can have a kids-free zone, basically. If you set up about a meter space around your oven, your stove, anything else that's going to be a hot food or hot beverage, you can get, once again, an area set up where your kids are still being involved, but they're in a safe, separate area. So they can still come in and help, but just that area around the stove. Other things to think about as well, too, like pot handles, things like that. Turn them in, turn them away, just so if yourself or a child accidentally comes by and hits that handle, it's not spilling something hot onto them or onto another surface.
Yeah, indeed. Same goes with pets, too.
Exactly. It's a pet-free, kid-free zone that you can just kind of stage away.
Yeah, exactly. And I know it's important to get kids involved with cooking and so on to help them get interested in cooking, but you have to know your limits, and this kid-free zone is all about that.
So one other thing that we've done as well this year, as well as previous years, Drummond North Elmsley Tay Valley Fire has partnered with Perth Fire and with McDonald's, and we've sent a contest home with the kids. We've gone to all the schools, we've dropped them all off, and once again, it's on cooking safety. And it's very much geared this year to work with your parents as well. So any of the parents are out there, have a look, talk to your kids, see if they've got that form. Go through that with them, because you're educating them at the same time. And then next couple of weeks, we're going to go through, collect all the sheets, and then the winners get picked up by a fire truck and get taken to McDonald's for a lunch and then delivered back to their school.
Wow, memory of a lifetime there.
It's been great over the years. The pictures, the smiles. Last year was my first year I was really involved with it, and I'm looking forward to this year.
Yeah, I guess maybe. Well, that's awesome. So is there anything else that you wanted our listeners to know before we let you go and get to that great contact information?
No, that's just other different things away from the stove as well, too. Think about your microwave. Make sure that's plugged directly into a wall. Don't have it into a power bar, an extension cord, different things like that, because it takes a lot of power and you don't want to overload any of your circuits. So just when you're looking at your kitchen, don't just think about the stove, but think everywhere around it as well.
Excellent. And if people would like to learn a little bit more, what's the best way to do that?
So you can go on to either the Drummond North Elmsley or the Tay Valley website under the fire prevention, and they'll have more information there as well. Keep a look as well, too, where we've updates on Facebook as well, too.
Fantastic. Well, I really appreciate you coming in, Darren. It's always a pleasure to have you here, and such a great cause. We're going to be talking about fire prevention next week as well, and it's a great way to get it started with you, sir.
Yeah, and like I said, not only Fire Prevention Week, but it's also Thanksgiving this weekend, so there'll be a lot of activity in the kitchen, so everybody be safe.
You just reminded me I have to get a turkey.
There you go.
All right. Thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Our guest today on In Focus, Drummond North Elmsley Deputy Fire Chief Darren Gibson. We've been talking about fire safety in the kitchen and a little bit more. Don't forget, Fire Prevention Week is next week. We will have more about this coming up then. I'm Bob Perreault. Thanks so much for listening. Join us again tomorrow when we do another edition of In Focus right here on Lake 88.1.
In Focus on Lake 88. To hear today's program online or to listen to any of our previous In Focus interviews, visit our website at lanarkleadstoday.ca.
In Focus on Lake 88 was brought to you by Perth Chiropractic in the Perth Family Health Center, 33 Lewis Street in Perth.